It's really good to be with you this morning, and thanks to the pastors and the deacons and everybody who has been possible for me to be here this morning with you. Thank you for praying for us, for my family, for the work in Cuba. I bring greetings from my dad. The other night we were just at Brad's house, and I was putting some of the pastors just to talk to my dad, pray for him. He's going to need to have surgery really soon, so pray for him and all the work in Cuba. This morning I'm going to be preaching on Psalm 46. That's a really beautiful psalm, and I like a lot all the psalms, and they really bring into my life and into the life of all the people of God. It will need to always to bring joy for us every time we just go and read on the psalms. And this psalm is really good for us. I just want to start with one of the stories that we have in the New Testament, and it's about that there was a master with their disciples, and these disciples were there in a boat in the middle of the water, and then a storm came, and the first thing that all of these disciples start doing was they start screaming and just looking at everything that was happening around them. And they were just trying to see what was going to happen. And this storm was putting the boat from here to there and moving the boat. And everything was really intense there. And the point was that they forgot who was with them in that moment. And this person that was with them, this master, he was just sleeping. And then they went there and wake up the master and they said, "Hey, look what is happening." And he was like, "Yes, that's normal. What's wrong with that?" He just went there, spoke to the storm, and everything just got really calm. Then he turned to the disciples and said, "What's wrong with you? Don't you have faith?" Sometimes that's the situation that we find ourselves in, the middle of that kind of storm. And sometimes we just forget who is with us. How many times do you see yourself in the middle of the storm, in the middle of something going really, really, really bad? And sometimes there's a gospel around the world that Christians don't suffer. You just go and declare and everything is perfect. If that would be true, then those disciples just stand there and just say, "Oh yes, this everything is perfect. We are not in the middle of anything." They didn't. They discovered they were in the middle of all of that bad situation. So Christians face bad situations too. Christians just go in the middle of those kind of storms. But the worst thing for all of us is that we forget many times who is with us in that boat. And that's what makes me come and preach about Psalm 46, because I really like the way that this psalm completely refers to this kind of idea and speak to us as a church and speak to us in our private life. Many times the church just see many things going on, war in Europe, problems in Cuba. Today in Cuba, everybody is making a vote about the family. When I was here last year in the States and I returned, they start trying to get my kids out of us. That's the reason why we are here today in the States. And they're voting today for that to apply for everybody. And today in Cuba, people are just looking around and what is going to happen and everything like that. And we just need to realize everything that this psalm is telling to us. And first of all, the church, and for us as Christians, we have three enemies. That's really clear for us. First of all is the devil, the flesh, and the world are the three enemies that the church have. And our life, we always see everything coming to us through those three enemies. And I really like the way that Psalm 46 start and just go through. This psalm start verse number 1 and say, "God is our." And let's just start there for a moment. God is our. So that's three words means a lot. At the time that we just go and start how all of this psalm is putting together there, and how God decided to give David and all of them the psalm. And we always like to start thinking through us. For us, always the perfect way of putting everything is about us. What do you like? What's the way do you see this? How do you want things done? This psalm starts saying God is, and that's the best way that we can see God. God is something. And that's why Jesus turned to his disciples and tell them, you are not alone. You are with me. And I just brought peace to all of this. So God is something. He turned and said to the disciples, you don't have enough faith. In the way that we will know more about God, in the way that we will know more about who God is, then we will know who is with us and who is going to be everything that is going to be described in the rest of the psalm. So God is our refuge and strength. So here is two things that he's for us. A very present help in trouble. He's not something that is going to come to help us someday. He's not something that will try to let us go into everything and then he's going to be there someday. You are not alone in the middle of all the problems that you're facing. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Here is the kind of statement that start on this psalm. And this psalm start with God. And that's the point for us as Christians to start. And sometimes we want always to start focusing in the rest. The disciples, when they were with Jesus in this boat, they start caring first about everything that was going around them. And then at the end, they remember that somebody was with them there. And many times we are like that. We think that we are alone on this world, and we are alone in the middle of all the problems and everything. But the best way for us to start every day and every time in our life is going through this. God is. And that's why we need to go to the Bible, to the special revelation. And we just need to go and try to find what God is. And in that way, we can just know that this person who is with us, what he is for us, and then we will have a better picture of everything that he can do for us. Because in the other way, we will never know what is going on. And we will never know what is going to happen. Or on the other way, we can be scared of everything. But here is God saying, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now he's going to continue, and that's the way that this psalm is put together. Here is an introduction part for us to know what is God. Then he will start going into, therefore will not we fear. Now he's going to talk to us. So God is this, and that's the best part of the psalm. We can just end the psalm just there and just go home. God is this, and he is going to be with us always. He's our present help. And we can just only finish the psalm there and go home. And we will need to be encouraged just to know that God is our refuge and strength. Our present help. And we just go home. But he didn't finish the psalm just there and tell us, okay, dismiss, go home, be in peace. He continued, and there now he's going to talk to us. Therefore will not we fear. That's then our part. We cannot be fear. We don't need to have fear. Though the earth we remove, and then now he's going to start describing everything that is going around us. Everything. Many years ago, and here I have two persons that I love a lot, Pastor Larry Vincent and Sam Renihan. Like in 2010, they came to Cuba, and it was one of the best conferences that I have heard in my life. It was like something amazing. Here is Sam was to Cuba. He was like 20-something. Here is this young guy just trying to teach something really deep about special revelation and general revelation and all of that. And for us, it was like, what is that? And then after you just start checking for everything of that, then you start looking, why special revelation? Why general revelation? And the church and the Bible is put together in that way. You have the way that God, how God is going to speak to us. And he's going to speak to us in the way that we see the world. The world, we see the world through general revelation. Everything for us makes sense in that way. And that's the way that he's going to teach us here. So for us, if we see bad water, then we just go like, oh, I need 10 filters and this and that. And we need to check for the water. Don't drink the water. Get the water bottle and get this and get that. And we get really nervous just about that. If we just see a mountain moving from here to there, or a hurricane coming, or a storm coming, we just go like, oh, here is something coming and everything. That's the way how we see the world. We don't see the world through the eyes of Christ, through the eyes of God, saying, oh, there's a storm. Oh, yes, let the storm come. We will relax. God is in control. Many of us, we don't just see the world in that way. We see the world in the way that now the Bible is going to tell us. But the way that it will start telling us everything that can happen in the world, he's telling us that, therefore, will not we fear. And then he's going to describe everything that is coming. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and trouble, though the mountains shake with the dwelling thereof. Look how many situations we see just there. That's something we don't see every day. That's something that really, really is a big problem. When you see a mountain just moving in that day, I know that you're going to be scared a lot. If you just see in a hurricane, how a hurricane can take houses and put houses from here into another place, or you have here tornadoes. So if you see a tornado coming, you know what is that. And people just run and get inside of shelters and everything. That's the best that they can do. But even they are inside of a shelter, they are like, what is going to happen? That's the way how we are put together. Even we have a shelter, even we know how those kind of things can go and take a house here and put it there and do whatever. We're going always to be fear. And we will fear everything coming into our life. And that's the way how Christians manage everything. We just see something really bad coming. There's an attack to the church. We just go like, well, probably I need to leave the church. There's something difficult coming to our life. Well, probably it's time for me to move and do something else. Oh, there's a problem with my kid. I cannot solve it. Well, probably God is not with me anymore. But the way that he starts is, God is this, so you will not fear. And he's describing everything there through general revelation for us. How many of the things can come to our life. And for us it's really easy just to go and have fear. But part of the problem why we just fear is because we many times forget who is God, who is with us. Just the people from Israel, God came to them, sent Moses. Moses was doing a lot of things. So the people just knew that Moses was sent by God. he was changing the water into this, and he was doing that, and frogs and everything. And the people from Israel, they were really happy. Oh yes, here is Moses sent by God. God released them. They got in front of the sea. First thing that they saw is, oh, here is a problem. Second, did you brought us here just to be dead? Just to die here at this place? They forgot everything that Moses was doing sent by God. And he just came there, raised his hand, God opened everything, just this, God did that for them. And we know the complete story after that, how everybody just go again and did things against God, and how they did many things that God didn't want them to do. Because that's the regular way for us to go. And that's why every time we need to read this Psalm 10,000 times and just speak this to our life. The world is going to get worse. Our lives are going to go through many things. Every time something comes to your life, are you going to leave everything and just try to get really destructive on this world? Then now he's going to change after verse 4, and he's going to start talking about some other parts. So then he goes and said, there is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God. Now he's going to talk about a river. Something really interesting for us on the way that God is speaking on in the Bible is, if you go to Genesis and you just see the garden, you will see that there's a river coming out. And if you go to Revelation at the end of everything, you will see that from the throne of God, there's a river flowing water too. And here now he's telling us there's a river. Well, what river? Where is that river? What that river means? Something that for me, it was really amazing when I came to Arizona is that Arizona is in the middle of a desert. And near our house, there's canals that the water is just running and running. And I'm like, in the middle of the desert, there's water like this just running and running. And that's the way that everybody in Arizona is really happy. They have water. What would it be for them to live in a place and do not have water? Everybody's saying that probably the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth world war is going to be about water. Just people are talking about that. They know the importance of having water. And people in the Bible, you see how they were going and open a well, get water for the sheets and everything like that. And then another people will come and try to conquer the well, and then they need to go and open another one and get water and everything like that. And here is Jesus just speaking in the New Testament saying to this lady, the Samaritan lady, I will give you water that you will not be thirsty anymore. And she's saying, no, but how are you going to get water out of there to give it to me? And he's saying, you don't know what I'm talking about. There's a river coming out of God. And that river refers in many parts of the Bible, Jeremiah 2:13, as God the Father is that water. Zechariah 14:1, God the Son. John 17:38, God the Holy Spirit is that water inside of us that will bring joy into our lives. So there's a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. When we just think about this, we need to know that God is in the middle of the church. He's in the middle of His people. He's making His life, His place among us. The Holy Spirit is with us. That's why we are not going to be fear. We're not going to have fear. And many times, in many places, one of the things that we have in our life for everything is fear. But we need to know that God is in the middle of us. And God is that living water that will run inside of us for everything. Verse 6. The hidden rage, the kingdom were moved. The utter his voice, the earth melt. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Here is describing some more things about kingdoms, about fight, about things. Everything is moving, everything is changing. New laws. People are just trying to change everything that God has been doing. People attacking the law of God. And the law of God is perfect and is forever. There are people just trying to attack all of that. No, we don't have any more law and we are not under anything. We are just by our own things and we need to move just because of us and we are the center of the world. Here is a description of a daily life for each one of us. There's no something different of what we can see today. If you just turn on your TV, you will see everything of that going on. If you just walk two steps, you are going to see all of this going on. So it's like the Bible was written many years ago, and it's like somebody's just outside trying to figure it out everything, and they are writing again. And they are just trying to, everybody in the governments and everywhere, they are trying just to read the Bible and trying to obey the Bible in the same way that they are saying. Because everything is in the same way that they are describing things here. Then in verse 8, now continue. Then he's calling us, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he had made in the earth. Now he's calling and he's seeing, okay, everything is really sad, everything is really bad, but then come and see what God is doing. And then it's where we just go now and say, that's our God. We are in the middle, everything is really bad, and if we end the sermon here, we will go with a big burden in us like, oh, everything is so bad, and we are so alone on here. It's just better not to go to church anymore, or it's not really good to stay here or be Christians. But now God is going to talk about everything that He is doing. Come and see all everything that I have been doing on the earth. He makes wars to cease into the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cutting the spear in sunder. He burned the chariot on the fire. If we just think about everything of this that God has been just doing, remember that all of them were trying to go against the people of Israel. They passed through the Red Sea, and then in the back, all of these cars were coming, and they were just entering to try to get all of them. And I can imagine for them at the time of reading this, having all of that in mind. Just imagine, if we can just think in our head for one moment, what is for you to know that somebody is behind you and somebody is just going to get you, to bring you into slavery again, and then you see all of this water just coming over all of those people that were trying to go against the people of God. That for us is like amazing. How God was just protecting His people. How God was just doing everything of that. How just God was bringing peace and bringing comfort to them. Telling them like, I opened the Red Sea. I delivered you from Egypt. I brought you into here. Now I'm putting all of them into the waters and they are dying. This is your God. This is the God that brought you out of Egypt. Are you not going to trust in me? So then these people were just like going, and then they fell again in the same problems after that. And for me it's like, every time I just go and I read, I'm just like, people in the Bible, they were just looking Christ in everything of that. The disciples on the boat were looking everything of that. But even the disciples, when God just were on the cross and they buried him, some of them were like, well, everything is over, we're leaving, we're going. They were with God, they were with Jesus, they were looking everything there. But the problem is that God is something that he is. He is. And sometimes we don't want to know what God is and what God can do for us. But here on this part, we see at the beginning, God says, I am this, God is. Then he's showing us everything that can happen around us. And then he says, but I'm in the middle of all your needs and situations. He's saying, don't just try to run away. I'm with you. I'm in the middle of you. And then now he's calling us and saying, come and see everything that I have done. So he makes word to cease. He's putting everything in order. Then he comes to verse 10 and say, be still and know that I am God. That's one of the best parts. Be still and know that I am God. Who else can say that? We cannot say that. But he can. He can, and he will always be that person that he will say, but in the middle of all of this, even in the worst of your life, even in the middle of wars and everything, you need to know that I am there with you. There's a river coming on the first of the Bible, first verses, there's a river giving life to all of this paradise. Many times for us today, we need to put water in our fields to get everything in products. We need to have like water on top coming, and the rain is coming. At the beginning, it was not like that. At the beginning, it was just something was coming up. The water was always bringing life into all of this garden. And then at the end, in Revelation, we see that from God's throne, there's a river coming out. And he's doing the same thing. And from inside of us, the Holy Spirit is bringing water. And he's a running water. Water is something really important for us. And God is saying, I'm in the middle of you all. No matter what you're facing, no matter how the world is. And right now, the world is really bad. But something that I just want you to know is that God is in the middle of his church, in the middle of his people. He's with us. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the hidden, and I will be exalted in the earth. Everybody will need to bow in front of God, and everybody will need to see the glory of God. When he will come and everything will need to know that that's the God we worship and we serve. Many times we just go and talk to people and try to share the gospel with them. And the first thing that people just go and say is, yes, but where's God in the middle of this or in the middle of that? There's, when September 11, all the two things in New York, the two towers, everybody was like, but where was God? Well, God was there. And God still be with us today. There are people dying in wars and everything like that. But God continue with us. Everybody will need to recognize God, and everybody will need to see the glory of God on his biggest manifestation when he comes. And that's our hope. Verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. If we just go and see how all of this start, God is, then just describing everything that we're going through, then He's saying, I'm with you always. And then He's telling, like, I'm going to make everything come to an end because I'm with you always. And the same phrase that He has at the end of verse 11, He has it in two times on the same psalm. That means, like, when God says things two times, is like, this is real, really important. And for students at school, when the teacher just go and say something, and he will go and say, and pay attention, this is important, you need to mark that like 10 times because that is going to come in the test. So for us, we need to know that since here on this psalm has been repeated two times, so just go and make a note. This is what you need to know for the time when you're going to pass the test. We are in the middle of this world, and we all the time are just looking if we learn everything. And in the way that we pray always at the end of our sermons, and on the way that we apply everything, we always go and say, please God, apply everything that we have heard here into our lives. So we always ask God to help us to apply everything of that. So that means, like, we're going on this week into a test, and we need to remember, really important, the teacher just said there in Psalm 46 two times, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So mark, because every time we're just going into that, we need to know that that's really important. And I always pay attention, and I'm going now into a class with Sam and Covenant Theology, and I will just go, every time he just go and repeat things two times, I go, okay, I need to mark this, because this will be need to be really important. Now probably he just go and don't do it, but... But that's the way for us, every time we see something that God just repeat that two or three times, is because it's something really, really, really important. And the best part, as a kind of conclusion for all of this, is no matter what we can go through, no matter how bad the world can be, we need always to know that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, and the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Never forget that. And everything is about God. For us, we just need to try to know that God is with us. God is in the middle of us. Don't run out of the church if you get a problem. Don't run out of a situation in your marriage if you're having a problem. Don't run out of anything. Just try always to see how God will accomplish His plan and purpose in everything that we go through. Because He is always with us. He will never abandon us in any situation of our lives. And all of this sermon is more for me than for you. I'm coming out of Cuba. I'm coming out of all of this situation really bad going on there. And probably for you it's like, you can manage things different. For us, it's really complicated to apply all of this into our lives. So the first one getting all this sermon for is for me. And that's why I want to share this with all of you this morning. You need to know that God is always with you. And He has promised to be with us forever.